So the other night, I get home from work. It was a long day, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've been working crazy hours lately.
Yeah, I got like 50 hours last week and just one of my jobs.
Yeah, because you work two jobs.
Yeah, but it was like where, because Izzy works nights and I work days. Yeah, so there's pretty often when we don't see each other, which sucks. But it was one of those days. So I get home, long day, and I'm just like sitting home relaxing, like trying to unwind. And there's a knock at the door.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
And dude, a knock at the door anytime. When you're not expecting anything.
Even if I'm expecting someone, I hate it.
Like door food delivery.
I'm just like, okay, sure, yeah.
Here, you know, here's a knock.
But then I watch them leave before I even get close to the door.
Yeah, because you have glass, you can see they're leaving.
It's so weird that we do that.
It is weird because back in the day you go, oh, someone's at the door.
Yeah.
Like you would get excited, you know?
Well, because a lot, like, I would ring your doorbell.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, my friend is here. They'd be like, be wild.
And now you're like, every time someone knocks on the door, I like duck. You know, I'm like, I hope they don't see me, you know?
Which, yeah, because I knock on everybody's doors now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's wild.
And but they're expecting you.
Kind sometimes. Of.
Oh, yeah.
No, because the thing is, like, so some of our, in our daily, like, where we go to, like, exterminate, or, like, services, we, there's red ones, which are planned, and green ones just mean that they need to be serviced this month. So that's a good way to, like, be able to balance your schedule, or if you're like, hey, I'm running behind, can you remove these? So they don't, haven't been notified. So they get notified when you finish your last stop and you hit a button to notify. I guess I could hit it earlier
to let them know that you're on the way.
Yeah, but sometimes
they're not checking their phone. Yeah,
and sometimes I'm 2 minutes away.
Oh, true. And so
like I'm just up the street, and then I'm like, "Hey, I'm here for this," and they're like, "Oh, okay."
But, yeah, like, oh fuck.
Yeah, but like sometimes they live on a busy street, so I'm in their driveway.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because there's some people where like you can't park on the streets too. I had one of those today. And this guy comes out. This wasn't even my story.
But I want to hear this one. Yeah,
he's just very, I mean, he's just like, hey, what is this? And I'm just like, oh, hey. And then I went through my spiel, but like he caught me off guard and I immediately have to like clock back in. Because I say basically the same thing every time.
Yeah, you kind of have a script. Mm-hmm.
And like I always, like, have you experienced any, God, I can't even think of it right now because I'm trying to think of it. I know, yeah. But yeah, I have a routine that I say. And then I always, if it's always like they haven't seen anything, I'm like, all right, well, then I can just work out here and keep things that way. And like, that's how I always end it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool, thumbs up.
Just like the idea of like, well, it's going to stay good. That's what I'm always trying to push. Just like,
it sounds like it's working.
Yeah. Which is weird to hear like that, like your job works.
Yeah, your job works like, when they don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing good when nothing happens.
And that's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
But yeah, this guy was super off guard. But then once I explained who I was, he's like, but and this was a planned event one. Like,
okay,
so they would have been notified. Yeah. But he immediately switched gears and was the nicest guy. He kept giving me the handshake that turns into a hug. But I don't like I got like 3 handshakes a day too. And I always try to fight them because I'm wearing my gloves.
Oh, yeah. And there's chemicals on that.
Not before I do anything, though.
Oh.
So like I don't like make sure they don't do it. It's just like I don't like it. Because also like so the first one I let him do. And then he went for it like 2 more times.
What the heck?
Yeah. And I was like, after I was like, because some people just kind of like follow me around if I treat their inside.
Yeah, just to like.
Yeah, and he was just like asking me questions. He was a super nice guy.
That is weird seeing the switch of someone like kind of turning it on.
Yeah, because like while we were doing the search, he's like, you know, I fuck with you guys. And I was like, I'm happy to hear it.
And you're just like, okay, cool.
Yeah. And like he was so nice. And like yeah, his wife and kid were inside. And like he was just in the basement talking to me. He asked me where I was, where I was born and raised. He asked me that 3 times also. And I thought it was so funny because the first time I was like, oh, raised here, but born in Germany. And like, we had a little conversation about that. And he kept asking me
because
that
he
question.
Was just like, interesting.
Yeah. Well, no, I think he was just kept going back to like, I should say something. Hey, where are you from? And he just didn't even remember that conversation. So, but like the fact that it was Germany, he was like, oh, right. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, that's time. Insane that he forgot. Like he ran out of small talk conversations.
Yeah, he just like had, it was like, kind of like when you like talk to like an NPC and like they only have like a few things to say. Yeah, he just like skipped through those. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, because I think he was just also a little uncomfortable that I was in his basement too.
And he was going through the Rolodex of questions and he was like, I think we're
where
through.
Where you from?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, but we also like, got any kids? I'm like, not yet. Just like.
They're back in Germany.
Right. Yeah. Remember? but I had that experience at my door.
Yes, yeah, so it was a pest guy?
No.
Okay, I'm curious.
It was this. 2 women with badges.
Oh, shit.
It was animal control.
Animal control?
And they go, you got a dog?
And you were like,
No.
Were you high?
No.
Okay. Allegedly, he was.
But, yeah, dude, they just asked me if I have a dog.
Okay. So, when you're walking towards the door, do you first look? Because you can kind of see, because you have glass at your front door.
Yeah, but it's blurry.
So you can kind of see the shape, though.
Yeah. And they were, like, shorter.
But there were two people, like, yeah. in uniform.
Yes.
With badges.
Yeah, and an animal control truck behind them.
And you were just like, what is going yeah. on?
So apparently, Izzy saw, we have, like, a couple German shepherds in the neighborhood, and one's really aggressive, and the other two are nice, but she saw a German shepherd running around. She was just worried about
just
that.
Oh, just loose?
Yeah. But it already gotten, I think.
Okay, so she found, called him?
I guess, yeah.
That's wild.
And then they came to this house. So I like that she gave him our address, not even just the area.
And she didn't tell you about it at all.
No.
She didn't even give you a warning.
I was working late, so we weren't really talking.
That's wild. And you were just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was terrified.
What's going on? What's going on with the dog?
Do you? But I was like, I don't know if I've been upstairs yet.
Like, if there is a dog upstairs?
Yeah, I just didn't hear it.
That'd be wild. You, like, go, oh, no, I'm good. And then you, like, go upstairs to change. And you go, what the yeah, fuck? And there's just a dog leg
on
your bed.
And they're gone.
Yeah. You're just like, how'd you get in here?
How'd they know about you?
They is a little tracker, but you didn't let them in.
Yeah.
God, that would freak me out.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
Just turn the corner of your stairs.
Yeah. God, I still think of that time you went jogging. And
oh,
a dog.
That dog followed me around. Yeah, it was fucking, and he was yeah, like attacking people.
A dog ran just next to you for a while.
It wasn't my dog.
And then it ran off and attacked people.
Yeah, there was like a lady getting out of her car and like screaming, being like, get your dog. And I was like, it's not my dog. But I had to take responsibility because no one else was there. Just thought he was going to like have a panic attack.
That's so
she was like screaming. And the dog was friendly, but it was like acting sure. fast.
I mean, I don't like any dog jumping on me.
No, it's, and I was just like,
that's not true though. I guess if I know the dog, I like it jumping on me.
Yeah, because then you can kind of wrestle with it.
Yeah, because FedEx was always like, are you going to attack me?
FedEx dogs.
And then I've had one dog get aggressive with me with this job, but it had a muzzle on. I think I told you about it, but it was fucking whipping its head around.
God,
I was
scared because
like,
what if it gets out?
Yeah, that was where the owner was like, hey, can you put him in another room? Like, because it had tried to bite me with the muzzle on, which was
Jesus.
Funny. It was like a poodle, and it was, there was like a bait. I think like they just had a kid, and I was like, I mean, I'm walking around the house with an object. It's weird.
Yeah,
but also, like, put it, just, it's okay if one room doesn't get sprayed.
That's one thing that like, I never understood with FedEx, but it is a lot different. Is like when people knew they had packages coming,
yeah.
put your dog away.
Yeah.
But like, especially when you're coming into people's houses, put your dog away.
And also, I'm spraying chemicals. So like, please, like, I don't want them following me because that's what I always say.
They
too.
Always like sniffing and like, mm-hmm. you know?
And you're like, it's supposed to wait to dry.
Yeah. That's scary. But I'm glad.
I didn't have a dog.
You didn't have a dog.
Yeah. It was terrifying.
I would just have a, you're just sitting on the couch and you just hear.
Yeah. Like a, and then I always,
what type of knocks were they? Like hard, firm ones
I guess
or friendly ones?
I would say friendlier.
Friendlier, okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when like it's the pounding.
It's not. It was not a cop knock. I know.
The one, cop knock is terrifying.
A guy
boom,
at work
boom, boom.
Does a cop knock.
Like is like, his normal knock?
Yeah.
What?
And like, I never want
the
that.
The side of his fist?
Yeah. Like, and it's a lot. That makes people so nervous.
Jesus. But I guess it does get your attention.
Yeah. Well, and my thing is, it's weird also because I do want you to know I'm here because you're going to see me in your backyard.
Yeah, so you want to get, maybe that's why he does it.
Yeah, but it's still.
That's a lot.
People are so shaken.
The cop knock is just.
What did I do?
Yeah. Am I in trouble? Is there a dog upstairs? That's freaking terrifying. It's time to get moist.
Is there a dog upstairs?
I don't know. Go check for a dog and we'll be right back.
There was a little kid who like ran up to the door and like she was
like opened it for you.
She's probably like 3 or something. And it's always weird being like, are your parents home? Because also if they say no, and I'm like, ooh, I wish I didn't ask. Like that's now
yeah,
a weird.
Like,
yeah. Just where like I don't want to talk to a kid at all. But I think she goes like, She was wearing like a princess dress and she said like, my name's Moana. I was like, oh, hi, I'm Jacob. And then she reached up and started unlocking the door. I'm like, don't do that. Don't, because then the dad came over and I'm just like, I don't want that.
Yeah, because then you're like, she's going to do that for anybody.
Yeah, and also I don't want a parent seeing a kid do that and I'm there.
She let me in.
Yeah. I'm here now.
You're just holding her hand.
Yeah. I mean, I always fight walking inside for anything either, unless they're like, hey, can you come treat inside? But yeah, like, if they're like, come in, I'm like, I don't want to. Because also I'm not wearing my boot covers.
Do you ever get notes on your thing that says like, just enter?
Yes.
That
I hate it.
I hated that on FedEx when it would like put in the garage or put in the front door, it will be unlocked. And I'm just like,
no.
Oh God.
Yeah, because that's an easy way to get shot.
Yeah, or like
a dog.
Yeah. Or like just going into someone's property, you're like, I don't know what I'm opening this. No, like, it could be anything.
There are some houses where it's like the door code is and it's on like my instructions. Yeah, I'm so like, I hate that.
That's, yeah.
I don't want that responsibility.
God, because then you just feel weird typing it in. And then when it works and you twist the handle, you're like, oh.
And also, what if someone didn't know I was coming? Like, yeah.
And they're just like, someone's breaking in. Fuck, yeah, that's so scary.
Or what if then they get robbed and they're like, well, these people know our code. Like,
fuck, yeah.
I think about that. I'm like, well, yeah, I had to walk around your house and one was in like a rich house and they want me like check all their mouse traps. I was like, I hate this.
And you're just walking around the empty house.
Yeah, and it was like nice. I'm like, what if I knock something over?
Yeah, and you like kind of look around and check it out, but you don't want to like check it out too much.
Yeah, but no, I had to look for the mouse traps.
Oh, because
they're
God.
Just all over the basement. And also like I'm carrying around like it said like to spray too. So I'm carrying around like I've like sometimes like hit something and I'm just like, ooh, and like, but like I've never like broken anything.
Just a big statue bust.
Yeah. Like, what if that happened? And then I can't reach them. I'm just like, fuck.
And then you just go, you start walking backwards.
Yeah. Like,
what? Yeah. What do you do?
I would have to, like, I would tell my boss, like, I would try to call them
and just be like,
this is what happened.
I'm so sorry.
Like, this is awful. I don't know what.
It looked like there were ashes in there.
Yeah. Like, just, yeah. What if you just destroy someone's home? Like,
I just, the bug kept running away from me.
Yeah, it was real close. But like it's called a BNG. It's like those like metal like tin things.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With a wand attached. Yeah, and you're like, I'm like squeezing between like cars with it. I just hate it.
Oh yeah, in people's garages and stuff. Yeah, that is weird. Yeah, you are in people's personal space. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Well, and they're like, make sure to get the kids' rooms. Or like I see where it's like a bad mouse infestation. I'm like, you need to be cleaner. Like, yeah. I'm sorry.
I know what's causing this.
Yeah.
You should know too.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't get, like, or there's just like, there's a big hole in here. I can't get in there.
You're like, I'm not, that's not my job.
Well, it's just like they're in your walls because your walls are open. I'm sorry. I, like, will kill them, but, like, they can just.
And then they're just going to keep coming back or something.
It's weird.
Yeah. That is weird.
Mm-hmm. Where, like, I'm recommending, like, you repair your house.
And you go, I got nothing else for you. You got to call somebody else.
Well, and they're like, what would you recommend? Like, I don't know. Caulk?
That's not what I do.
Like, I was like, I just put like caulk and stuff, or like sometimes I'll just like shove stuff. I don't know.
Even an old t-shirt. This is stuff I would do.
What I've done in my home.
And we don't have mice, so it might work.
Oh, we have mice.
Oh. In the basement?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you did.
There's some holes in this house.
Yeah. Well, it's crooked, dude.
No, it's not crooked.
Just some stuff is dipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got dippage.
But you're working on that.
I'm fucking trying. Oh, yeah. So I can tell you about this.
You have an update?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to get my house worked on. And every time I try to get anything worked on, they're like, well, we can't help you with this, but we can do this. Because that's what happened last time.
What?
And with the plumbing, where I was like, hey, my sink leaks.
Yeah.
And like, oh, it's not leaking right now, but we can replace your entire plumbing because it's 50, it's 100 years old.
Yeah.
I
probably should.
And I was like, all right, I guess. And like, then like the sink is still wonky. And then this time, the last time I was like, hey, I have some like sagging in my floors. And then they came out and I told them that. And they're like, no, but we can raise your kitchen. And I was like, well, it's more this room I'm worried about. And they're like, we don't do that. I'm like,
but we can raise another room.
Yeah. And we're like, all right. And I was almost going to do that, but then my car broke down.
Yeah. That's where you're like, fuck, that's more of a priority. I don't need my kitchen.
Well, and I was like really friendly with the guy and he kept texting me about, so he's like, we can drop the price. I'm like, hey, I'm just, no, Like, just stop.
Maybe in the future. But yeah,
I'm
right just now.
Like, and it's like, well, I can drop it down to 6,000. I was like, I wish you would have started with at that number now that I know you could do that, but still, no.
It is wild watching the salesman try so hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, no.
Because he was like, I got one. And he was like, mini celebration. Mm-hmm. And then he's just like, no.
I still left them a good Slipping Google out. Review.
Yeah, but that probably doesn't give him the bonus.
It gives him a bonus.
Okay, but yeah. Not his commission bonus.
No, probably not. But I just kept being like, no. Like, it's a new. And I was even like, my car just broke down. Like, it was like before I even could get it looked at.
That much money.
No, I was like,
I can't do two things at once.
I was like, because I was like finally at a financial point where I was like, ooh, I can now do something.
Yeah.
And then just dropped right back down.
That's why you have the fucking egg, though.
Yep. Wait, what?
Like a safety egg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it what like, they call it? An egg?
A nest egg.
Nest egg.
Yeah. I was thinking like got a, the egg.
Like a safety egg. It's like a safety nest.
Yeah, classic safety egg.
Yeah, I got a safety egg.
Don't you worry about me. I am covered.
My safety egg is top notch.
Pristine, I might say.
Big sock portfolio.
But yeah, then my car broke down. Now I just don't have a car.
Yeah, is there any update on the car situation?
No, well, I'm not getting that car fixed. One of my sisters said she might be getting rid of her car soon.
Okay.
And it's like a decent car. She's just like, I want just a bigger car for like the kids and stuff.
And you're just like, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and she was like, I think she like owes kind of what I owe on my car. So I would just like
transfer it or whatever.
Well, it's just I would have to like lose the money I owe on my car. So yeah, like that's the hit.
Which fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's like... close to $4,000 I still want, and I've paid way more to keep it running.
I know that's
where this was just like because if just the last straw was the final straw or just the initial one.
I've never had a car payment.
Yeah.
Luckily. So I've only had to deal with repairs.
Sure.
Just, you know, not mm-hmm. having it, but I can't imagine owing money and then doing the repair and then the repair is like so much money and you're just like,
I could have paid the car off. Yeah.
Fucking,
yeah.
I can't do both.
Yeah.
I got to pay off the car, but I got to pay to use the car.
Well, and like my car, like monthly was only like $100 a month.
Okay. That's not
so
bad.
Like it really wasn't bad. Some people were paying like $800.
Yeah. Some
a
people
month.
Pay a whole paycheck.
I don't.
Our old boss, doesn't she do that?
Mm-hmm. Just, and she like leases it too. It's a nice car. God, yeah. I had to drive it once. I was terrified. I was so fucking scared because it was a big car too.
Yeah. Like a big SUV. You yeah. just look over and she's like driving gloves. Make sure you put those on.
Very important. Oh, but yeah, I'm having someone help me with the house stuff, but it's like an investment thing in the
yeah.
area.
Oh, yeah, because you did like a meeting with the city.
But the meeting was just about like, oh, who are you? What do you want to do? And he was like, all right, well, now we'll schedule a physical meeting. And that was it. I was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, so you had like a pre-meeting?
Yeah, I had a Zoom meeting that I had to schedule. And now I have to schedule a meeting.
Why couldn't you just schedule a meeting?
I don't know. Because I bet maybe a lot of people don't follow through or stuff or really
so
understand
dumb.
It. And now I'm just like, all right, well, if this is how it works, I'm not going to get any work done until like July.
God, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, but they
you ever,
help.
Like, take time off of work to do this?
Yeah.
Meeting? Fuck. And you're just like, I got nowhere.
Yeah. Like, because also because of my job, since the driving is a part of it. I had to like take off like a big chunk to make sure I have time to drive
yeah,
back
to recover the drive
and to make it to my next to the first job they'll give me. So I had to take like 2 hours off for a 10-minute meeting.
But at least you have a date set up.
Yeah, and I still have to, now I have to take like 3 hours off.
Oh
for
my
that.
God, that sucks! And hopefully there's not like
because they only do it on work days during
yeah 8 to yeah. 5. Hopefully it's not like okay, well now that we got the ball rolling, we'll do another meeting.
Yep. And we'll really hem it in.
Well,
yeah.
We just really want to make sure you're committed yeah. to this.
Make sure you got that egg.
Yeah. Where's that safety egg at?
So that's just where everything is just not quite going how I plan. I'm just getting mad.
Fuck. Well, at least it's starting to get nice out. So at least that's something. But mm-hmm. that means you're working more.
Yeah, which I'm kind of ready for. I think I'm just going to focus on making a good chunk of money right now.
Yep.
Because like I had this me and Izzy have had this talk because like we're planning on having kids
yeah
in like a year or two
after the sneak peek.
What
Izzy said sneak peek we're going
oh.
to Europe.
Oh right, yeah. Yeah, but so like now is the time to really just focus on having a good egg.
Yeah.
And like, and getting everything ready for it too. We're like, fix up the house if we're gonna have kids in this house.
I'm trying to get in that position of building the egg up. Because, like, I made a budget, but now I'm like, you got to stick to the budget. And I keep being like, where's all my money going? And then I'm like, oh, fucking food.
Yeah.
And it's just like, damn, I spent that much on food?
That's why I texted you today about it. You got to do the meal deals.
Yeah.
Meal deals everywhere. It's so much better.
Yeah, that's how you save. Because I literally, I went to McDonald's Monday night after work, and I got a McDouble and a large fry.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted that too. Two items, and it was $8.
Yep. So you could have gotten four items for $5.
I know. It's just like, what am I doing?
Yeah. You could have gotten McDouble, four chicken nuggets, a small fry.
A small fry. And a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can upgrade those for not a lot.
Damn. Okay.
No. Like,
yeah, I need to start doing the meal deals.
Because I'm hoping everyone starts competing with meal deals. Oh, and then we can actually just like reverse capitalism, make things cheaper.
It's so insane because you sent me the meal deal for like QT, which is like a gas station where it's like two roll items, a soda, and chips for $5.
Yeah.
And I went to QT yesterday.
Chips are like $4.
I went to QT yesterday and got two roller items and it was $6.
Yeah.
And I could have got more stuff for less.
Yep. So
that's insane.
You got to pay attention to that shit. No, like that is how I'm living now. Unfortunately, they're all that food.
Yeah, and it's like roller items for breakfast.
Yeah, and you're like, well, it's cheap.
Yeah, luckily, I don't do a lot of gas station food anymore.
I'm doing so much.
It's hard because you're on the road.
I know.
And I would do that every day with FedEx.
Yeah. And also, we have good gas station food.
We do.
And that's weird.
It is good. But then you got to do the meal deals because that adds up quick.
Yeah, because nothing is under $3 anymore.
Which is insane. Like, just for
candies, like $3.50.
Just for one candy bar. Speaking of money. Oh my
Our
God.
Our lights.
Oh my God.
Fuck. We're never recover.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
God damn.
Jesus.
Ooh, strong girl.
That's a lot of stuff in
a short
amount.
That's a lot of stuff. I think that's all she's getting. We made a list.
Well, she went a little hog wild.
Well, St. Patrick's Day, so she made money.
Oh, yeah. So that's pretty nice. I got to tell you about something that I saw. Okay. So I live near a big church.
Nice.
It's like a pretty old church. But okay. They have like a digital sign out front, you know, that like rotates words. And it's usually like God stuff.
Sure.
But this is a God stuff. But I saw this. My lady saw it first, and I didn't notice it. And then I noticed it the next day driving home, and I was like, what the fuck? So this is what it said. Seasons change.
Okay.
People change.
Sure.
But God stays the same forever.
Fuck yeah.
And I go, why would you want that?
Also, he doesn't.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Like,
no, he doesn't.
Like, literally, there's two very different gods in the Bible. Also, he was a dude for a while.
And I'm like, you want him to stay the same?
Forever.
You want him to flood the earth again?
Yeah, like.
You want us to sacrifice our firstborn sons again?
Oh, they're so silly. It's so funny.
Dude, I saw it and I was like, if it's digital sign, that means someone in their office is like, I have an idea. And then they press enter and they go, I did it.
Just the sweetest little lady. Probably did that with, that has huge hair.
Yeah.
Just typed it out with her fingers.
And she's like, that makes sense because God is awesome.
Oh, this is going to convert so many people.
And I was just like, that sucks. Like, why would you not want a God? You want a God that
adjusts or like learns.
You want a God that has been the same since we started?
Well, because also it's just that's not what happened in Christianity.
No.
Like famously.
God stays the same forever. Oh, it made me laugh.
Oh.
I saw it and I was like, and it's like, it was like one of those, like, they can only fit like two words per. So it was like flipping, you know? So it was like, seasons change.
Ooh.
People change.
Ooh.
But God?
What?
And I was like, what about God? Stays the same forever.
Fuck yeah.
No, he doesn't.
What if, like, Christianity was 100% true?
I'd be fucked.
But, like, how strange that would be if like all those rules were real.
Oh, yeah.
That like we, like if it was 100% that.
But which one?
No, like just like all of them. Like all, like, oh, you mean like which denomination?
Yeah.
I'd say like if you read the Bible, it's literally, that all happened.
It's the Bible.
And okay. It's, yeah, if, because also it's weird how much Christianity is not the Bible also.
100%, yeah.
And like,
But it is at the same time. I mean, there's so many editions of the Bible where they change things.
Yeah, but they go,
well, this one's actually my Bible.
But like, we're still filling in so much gaps.
Yeah.
Of who, like, all of them are, like, what this is.
There's a big time jump, too.
That's true, too. Yeah. And also, like, it's weird that the religion physically cannot grow. Like, it can't be like, oh, and then this like, it's like, nope, we're done.
Yeah, this is that's the end it. Of the story.
Unless, like, I guess to them, it's every day is that. Also, it's the continuation because it is their God.
Well, I don't they do believe that he is going to come back?
Yes, but that's, like, for the end times kind of
shit.
But
then also, like, the Bible ends with the future because it's, like, the
Judgment Day. Judgment Day.
And so that's weird too.
Because also to them, like, I don't know if they think Jesus can pop in and, like, do anything else.
Oh, like if he can do miracles?
Or just, like, come hang out for a while, that it doesn't, he is not stuck in the rules that they have set for who he is. Oh. I don't know if they're open to that concept either, that he can truly do whatever he wants and, like, he can change.
Yeah.
That there's no reason to think that what you were told then and we're still going off of is who it still is.
Yeah, there's no way. But also, it'd be so weird. It's like he shows up and he looks nothing like we think, and they go, "You're not him."
Well,
like,
that's, I mean, but
we
also
have, like, this specific white image of him.
Well, because, but the thing is, if someone who looked like that came back, they would have to be like, "No, that isn't you because you look like that," right?
Yeah, true. They would, either way, if someone,
they would, yeah, go, they would fight it no matter
they would
what,
fight it, even though they want it to happen so badly.
Well, because they'd be so no way to fucking mad if a Middle Eastern man was all of a sudden the head of their religion. Like, if he was. Like, we could see him and he was talking to us with his accent
and doing
and
the
all
miracles.
That. And, like, he was truly Christ. They would be fucking furious.
Yeah, dude. So many people would go,
"That's not him." Fuck. No, they would literally be like, "Well, here it says that Satan will deceive you into thinking he is Christ." Like,
yeah,
they will use
it,
that.
Yeah.
And also, that means equally that we are in that already. That is who we believe. If you truly believe that statement, are you saying you cannot be fooled by the devil?
Fuck, yeah.
Like, are you saying, like, not only you, but, like, your ancestors, who we all think as less intelligent than the current us, why wouldn't they worship the devil if he performed any miracles, which we know he could also? And
ooh,
why? So who the fuck would question that, or him being killed for it as well? Because we are purely going off of just those stories,
yeah,
from back
that's
then.
That's all we have.
And it doesn't grow. It doesn't change. It doesn't adjust. So those people saw something miraculous and someone killed for it.
But what if it was the devil?
Yeah, who fucking knows what? But also, whatever the devil was preaching or whatever was being preached, that's still kind of what they're focusing on. But it also has this weird other adjustment of it being based off of the Jewish religion.
Yeah, that is weird.
Where,
that yeah.
And they're not similar.
It is wild how they're like, "You know this guy? Well, he now runs ours."
Yeah, like, but we still use yours. I mean, same with the Book of Mormon uses both, and now this third one.
Yeah, that's so insane how mm-hmm. it's just like, and then someone can believe that 100%. I'm just like, but you stole it.
Yeah, and like, also, like, now we're including so many books.
Like, yeah,
too.
What's going on here? You're just making an epic tale right now.
And but you're like saying, yeah, this is true. This is how things work.
Yeah,
like, all of these details are how it works. Seems so insane
to me. I just
can't
imagine believing in that 100%.
Because,
like, even if you believe in it, you got to have a little skepticism,
or be
right?
Like, this is what the stories are. This is my attachment to. Maybe that's what it could be. Is like, these stories are what I believe in God.
Yeah,
I believe I like the way that God is perceived in this way, and these are the stories that are given to me from that perspective of God. Maybe that's what it is, and this is just that is my connection to Him.
Okay. So everybody has a personal connection?
Well, it's just this is what made me truly connect with that God. So this is my route.
Okay.
It, like, that's the only way I could really understand being, it's just that you truly think you feel God. It's kind of like when I don't know, like, I have music taste that I don't necessarily think is good, but, like, I still love it.
You have
and
a connection
it,
with
and
it.
And it hits me and it makes me feel that way. I'm like, well, this is my route to it. And so now I love this music.
Oh, yeah. I guess that, yeah, when you have such a physical or an emotional connection to something.
And you're just like, well, this is
what you will.
This is what sparked that. Yeah. So this, and I am perceiving that spark as God. Why wouldn't Man. I try to do a strong connection with that?
That music thing is so wild because it's such a good correlation to religion.
Because it is that feeling.
Because it's that feeling, and you can describe it as much as you can, but no one will ever feel that the way you feel it.
Yeah, you can't.
And you can't recreate it, and you can't, and you can be like, and you can try and be like, no, this is amazing, mm-hmm. and people can go, no, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
and it's just, and it's
like,
not.
And you're like, no, but you can't feel it like I feel mm-hmm. it. Like, that's wild to think about.
Yeah, and like, I
maybe, and that's what some people think about religion?
That's kind of what I think about religion now.
Damn, okay, so that does,
yeah, I think that's maybe sense. Why.
That's the like, best way to visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Weird.
We did something.
Wow, we got.
Did that make sense?
But God stays the same forever.
Well, right. That's what
Isn't that wild?
Ooh, weird. I've been pondering a lot lately.
Well, speaking of pondering, this kind of ties into something you texted me earlier.
Because
we were talking about like different time periods. You texted me something to think about.
Yeah.
You were like, what do you think the happiest... What was it exactly?
Because it's a hard thing that I'm picturing. When do you think the happiest, just purely happiest group of people was and yeah. where?
Like when were humans like the most happiest?
Like a community of people the happiest yeah. is kind of what I'm thinking.
When
of,
and yeah. where? I thought of five different time periods.
Sure, and like situations.
In like situations that, yeah. that I think would be like a good...
Like happy.
Like most happy. But also, this is me not knowing history.
Sure.
And just my yeah. perception of history, where I'm just like, I say something and you go, no. Hitler was there.
All right. Number one, 1940s Germany. They're having a hoot.
Yeah. It's like they're
dressing well.
They're dressing well. They're eating hot dogs.
They got a common goal.
Oh, fuck. I didn't think about the other side. Yeah, so there might be a few like that.
Okay.
Hopefully they're not as bad as that. But the first one I thought of, ancient Greece.
Sure, when it was popping.
Yeah, like I just picture like the togas, a lot of wine.
The baths. Yeah, you've like
sunshine, the pillars.
People saying interesting shit. Like, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I feel like, and it's just like people kind of having orgies all
yeah, the time. Yeah, I mean like... And they're like their gods are super fucking interesting, yeah. and yeah, like
you got Greek mythology and stuff.
Yeah, and like their afterlife isn't great, but still they're trusting in things.
And like back then, you're not dealing with like you're just dealing with the people in front of you. You know, you sure. don't have all this online
because they were very like conquery and like at wars at time. But I bet there was like a good chunk, like a good yeah, lifespan.
That was my first
because that's like what I'm thinking of is like a good like full life.
Yeah,
you could live. So yeah. like a good like 60 year period.
And there
period.
Probably was a lot of people that just hung out in Greece and just drank yeah. wine and just had a great life.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
There probably was a lot of people that were poor as shit.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of like the rich people.
Yeah, I don't know how bad the poor of Greece was.
Yeah, I don't know if there was like peasants or like
I mean, there
kings.
Definitely was.
Yeah. I always picture just what they show in movies of like people having a great time.
Sure, that's walking around history. On like where they have like little streets and like corner stores
yeah,
and
all
shit.
Wearing the freaking robes and outfits.
Yeah, sandals. Yeah, that, it see, I bet like a good time yeah, then good, was pretty yeah. nice.
But then it's like, that was when the Black Plague was. I don't know when the Black Plague was, but like there probably was something bad
sure.
that happened
I mean,
in ancient
yeah.
Greece, but that was my first thought.
Okay, yeah, that's not a bad one.
Yeah. You want me to go through my list?
Sure, yeah, because I just really had like one where I was like, ooh, I think that's it.
Okay, next I thought of the Roaring Twenties. Because it's like right after World War One.
Sure.
I just think the mood, everybody's happy, or jazz music. I picture a lot of suits. And like
after the Great Depression, right?
Yeah. So it's like the people
was
came
right before.
People came back from the. I think Great Depression was like the teens, right?
Maybe
no, it was the 30s.
Was it okay?
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's so that's why people are having such good time that it ruined the economy. That's how good people are having it back then. In the 19-
well, and also we're right between World War One and World War Two.
Yeah, they don't know a Second World War is coming.
No, they don't know what Hitler's up to.
No, yeah.
He's still, man of the year.
He's scheming right now. And you're just going to jazz clubs. Everything's in black and white. Roaring 20s, I think, would be fun. It's, again, this is if you had money.
Yeah. Because, like, yeah, that was very... It depends where you're at.
Your husband comes back from the war. You're 19.
Well, aren't you all like just doing like pills constantly too?
Oh, are they taking pills?
I think so. Or is that later?
I don't know. I mean...
Or no, that's like the 50s is when women were just... All women were taking pills.
All popping pills.
Yeah, yeah, like I wonder, Mommy's Little Helper.
Yeah, I wonder in the 1920s, though, what it was like for women. Because
sure.
I'm also coming as a white man where I'm like, I could do whatever I want.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
Same in ancient Greece. I'm just like, I'm in charge.
Yeah.
yeah, but I don't know, like, in the 1920s, could women vote? Like, I don't.
It was around then, right?
Yeah, I think it was around that time period.
So I'm trying to think of Mary Poppins because that's my biggest connection.
Talk about voting and uh-huh. Mary Poppins. Interesting.
Yeah. No, she might be the mom, but she's a big part of like the suffrage unit.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm, or union.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's like my biggest connection to it is Mary Poppins, but I don't know when Mary Poppins takes place. And that would have been in England, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different date then.
Yeah. Well, but yeah.
You'll know in British.
Fuck, yeah. All right, never mind. I have no connection to it.
You were close.
Yeah, they're speaking English. Then I realized, yeah, no, they were all talking funny. Probably weren't Americans.
Is 1920s also where the long cigarettes or the cigarette?
I think so, because that was the long gloves.
Yeah, gloves and like the furs.
Yeah.
You know, and just that post-war, because I don't know much about World War One because two kind of took the cake on that.
Yeah, we really don't learn.
But like
Franz Ferdinand got shot.
That's a musical artist.
Fuck. I think that's still his name.
Okay. Might be.
Damn.
Yeah, I heard Little Dickie got shot.
A real mess.
No, but I just think it'd be fun. Roaring 20s.
All right.
I don't know, because I picture World War One. Again, I don't know anything about history. But I picture World War One that we won. America won, so everyone's coming back, and the mood is just lifted.
Uh-huh, because Europe is fucked.
Yeah, so we're just having a great time.
Well, because that's the thing is, we haven't had a home game in a long-ass time. We've been fucking...
Yeah, we've been counting our cards.
Yeah, like, kind of got hit once, but that's it.
Barely.
Yeah.
It's like an island.
What? Oh, you're talking about Pearl Harbor?
I'm talking about Pearl Harbor,
I would say 9/11.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah, really. Yeah, so those are the only time we've really been hit.
Barely.
And like
those are our edges.
And also like
we're safe in the middle, baby.
Like two buildings, not like bombs.
Yeah, not like what we did to Japan.
Yeah, Jesus fucking.
Imagine if we had one of those. It's just like,
yeah, this is where a fucking nuke went off.
Jesus.
But also like because the nukes weren't even the deadliest. It was the firebombing of Tokyo that was the worst. And they had to fucking just. All right, rebuild.
Yeah, they just rebuilt their city. And we're just like, don't fuck with us.
Yeah. Like, get back to a laptop. Yeah, like now we just use them for tech.
Yeah, it is so
It is weird how friendly they are with us.
Yeah,
but,
Japan.
But also, I think they were trying to move past World War II real quick, too.
Yeah, because they were the bad guys.
They were so fucked up. Like, it's always weird saying like just as bad as like not same with but fucking like Mussolini. They were all murdering just
it is
everybody.
Insane how many other bad people there were, but then Hitler was like, hold my beer.
Yeah. Like, that is fucking insane.
It's so like it's just like you learn about the other bad people, but like you don't even think about them.
Yeah, that's fucking wild. And like
Italy was fucking evil.
But also like we're cool with Italy.
Yeah, we are.
You cannot say anything about Germany without making a Nazi joke. Like literally everything is just jokes about that.
I guess old people, some racist old people still have a grudge toward Japan.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they'll like,
yeah, but like
Japs. Or,
yeah. That kind of shit. But like, we don't hold that any of that against like the idea of that really. Yeah. Cause also my mind, if you say Germany, I think of World War II.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, when you say Japan, I think of
anime, bright like neon billboard, like that.
Italy,
kind of
stuff. Food.
Yeah,
like I don't think anything negative. But Germany,
literally, it's just like documentaries rolling through my mind.
Every time you say the word Germany, you're like, fuck.
They invaded Poland. Like, yeah, it's just everything they did.
Germany is like the police pounding your door.
It's just like
you're just like something happened.
That is weird.
And that's weird too, because you're like that guy is like, where are you from?
Yeah, and I'm sure he thought about that.
Yeah, he's just like, is this guy a Nazi?
But like that was every joke when I was growing up. When anyone knew where I was from, they'd call me a Nazi as a joke. Yeah, just like every time.
Yikes.
Yeah,
I guess it's the only thing people know.
Yeah, there was a foreign exchange student from Germany, and like literally everyone just made Nazi jokes to her.
God, it'd be wild.
And like that's gotta like if you're German in Germany. You're probably not dealing with that constantly. But you come to America and everyone is asking you Nazi stuff.
That is insane. Yeah.
Fuck, I never thought about that either. How much of a culture shock that was probably for her.
Yeah, because she's just like, I know we fucked up, but I didn't fuck up. Like, that's got to be really tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, also just that, like, Germany was split in half for years, too.
Yeah, and we blame the whole fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're from Germany?
Well, no, that was... Yeah, that was after World War II when we cut Germany in half.
Oh, the wall.
Yeah.
Right?
And we kind of ran one side and Russia ran the other side, I think, right?
I just realized the Berlin Wall was in Germany.
Yeah, Berlin. Yeah, because
I was like, oh, Berlin. I just thought it was a separate place.
Sure. Or did you just think like Berlin Wall was like the name of a kind of wall?
Well, I knew it was like in Berlin. Oh, okay. But I was like, didn't realize Berlin was in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know history.
Sure.
Or geography, I guess. I know. Okay, so the wall is what brought the country back together.
Yeah, that's like Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Rocky IV did that and ended communism.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
He punched the wall. The next place, speaking of bad guys, Germany. No, I'm just kidding. But close. The Italian Renaissance.
I think that would be real bad to live in.
I'm thinking of the wealthy because this is the time where art and culture is at its highest.
Yeah.
Like you got like Leonardo, you got the four Ninja Turtles running around.
Doing shit.
Yeah, making art.
Because they were aware of them at the time, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
But like, if you were rich, you probably had a great the back
Sure.
Then. I think there was a lot of peasants.
Oh. And some pheasants.
Probably some pheasants.
And I think they hunted both.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm thinking a lot of wine.
Yeah. So you're thinking of just like relaxing. Yeah. Who relaxes the best?
That's all of my, what's the, because happiness equals relaxation.
Right.
That's in my mind.
So I'm thinking of like.
Day to day.
Time to live in. Uh-oh. Like if this is like.
Yeah, I guess I just picture people partying. Like, what would be the best place to party?
Yeah. What's your number one?
I don't have them ranked.
Oh, okay.
I think my number one is probably ancient Greece.
Yeah. That's the one I would rather do, I think.
Because my next one.
Yeah.
So this is my last one.
Okay.
I only have four. Caveman. Just think about how simple it would be to be a caveman and all you're just walking around going,
I mean, yeah, the lack of thought would be nice.
No,
but
no talking.
You'd still feel fear.
You have a fire every night.
I don't know if you do. I think fires are few and far between.
You just have to worry about living in a cave, taking care of your babies. You get to go out hunting every day. That's fun.
So that's more what I was thinking about. Because my absolute number one is I think whatever would have been the nicest Native American tribe to have lived in.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because they're not a lot of higher ups and lower beings. Yeah. They're all much more neutral.
Yeah, but they do have like a chief, like someone in charge. But
like, it's still like, I think you like always knew, like he was a guy.
Yeah.
And like, I'm sure like some were very difficult. Some were good. Some were, and like all that kind of shit. But like, whatever was the best were like, you needed to hunt, but you could hunt.
Yeah.
Like you needed to gather, but like you always kind of found something.
And everybody had like a job, but they were fine with it.
Yeah.
And like, it wasn't. Like everyone just worked in the system well. Mm-hmm. It was a community.
Like you always had to do something and like it was always physical and like you had to achieve something. Yeah. But
and
like
you're using every part of like the animal.
Well, yeah. Like just like I feel like hunting would be so gratifying at that point because also you're like, oh, I get to eat. But like, yeah, whoever had the easiest time with that,
ooh, yeah.
I bet that would have been the best fucking life.
Riding on horses?
No.
The Indians didn't have horses?
No.
Oh.
Europeans, bro. The horse is not native to America.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's wild. They always show Indians on horses.
They brought them and then taught them how to like use it. And then they fucking perfected it.
Yeah.
Because they were able to shoot from the
horse. That's insane. On a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm. And that's what like really fucked us up for a while until we figured out the revolver.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was literally a gun.
Yeah. No, like because we had rifles and like.
They were too slow.
Yeah. And not like easy enough. So they would fucking just come at them and be able to take them out.
Damn. Okay. So before the horses showed up,
yes.
It would have been really good.
That's why I think like, yeah,
that's it. I didn't even think about that. That'd mm-hmm. be, yeah. That would
I'd
be
like, cause I bet
I was just thinking of places where I would fit in.
Sure. Well, but the thing is like ease. I'm saying like the true like definition of happy because like we have extended comfort here.
Oh,
I don't think we're the happiest we've been as people.
I think we have. We're like in a really great era where it's like AC,
everything's
indoors,
easy, but I
you
think
have food
that,
delivered, like you, mm-hmm. the convenience, but it's not the happiest. We're all depressed.
No. Yeah. You know? And like, it's, I think we know too much. Like that's why we're all anxious.
Yeah, social media.
I think we've just kind of surpassed what we should. We're like cutting back on new things helps.
Yeah.
It does make you happier
because it's your brain can't handle all that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. I think we have technology has evolved faster than humans have. And so we have, past our happiness level.
It is wild thinking back to all the time periods, just like, because then that's something you're like, my first thought is phone free, you know? Yeah. It's like 1920s phone free,
and then
also back in some of these it's like no TV, no, sure, like, and you're just like sitting around
talking reading, drinking, playing, doing a lot of drugs,
playing
probably
games, like it's all community 100% of the time.
That's, or yeah, or you're alone.
Yeah, and it's you go sit over there.
It's unfortunate that horrible things were happening at all times of this.
Yeah,
like it's so annoying that humans just can't be decent. No, like we can't have a chill time.
I think we can for a little bit, and then people are like, "Let's ruin this."
No, but like somebody somewhere is always doing something fucked up.
Always, yeah,
yeah. Like there's always bad shit happening. Something like, why?
Oh yeah, true. I guess like there's probably somebody breaking into a car right now.
Yeah, just fucking someone over. Yeah, but also that person's getting fucked over from like the societal practice we're building. You're just like, well, that's fucked too. Can we just stop all? Like, can we just? Yeah. We're all humans. Can we just make shit good for humans?
Is that what you thought about
humans?
This conversation? Because you're like, I want to be happy.
Kind of. Well, it's just like.
Like, why can't we be happier?
Well, because that's all I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just be nice to people, have a good time. And because I know we've already talked about this. I've been like scared of death lately.
Yeah, because you're too happy.
No, right. That was part of it. But like, I think I do need to take a big step back from shit because I am getting so fucking anxious about
stuff. Probably social media.
It's, yeah, probably. And just the world's bad, but also you feel like you have to know that the world's bad because you're living in it.
That's what sucks, but then it's like, do you? I don't know.
Like,
I'm very ignorant when it comes to a lot of things.
Sure.
Just because I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And like, I'm still depressed.
No, that's true. Yeah.
So you got to find the balance. You got to be able to know things.
What is the other side of the balance? Because it feels like we're all just missing something at this point.
I think we're all on the same boat of just like, how do we do this?
Yeah. And it's, yeah, what is just the other side of this? And how, because I think some people are just happy out there.
Yeah. Well, part of me, when I had my mental breakdown, I was like, wouldn't it be cool to just fucking go and live in the woods and like disappear?
Yeah, but people always think that and it's
and
not.
Then, and yeah, then like 2 months in, you're just like, fuck.
Buddy, you're not making it 2 months. No. You're fucked probably 72 hours in.
It's like into the wild, you know? Yeah. Like having a great time and then all of a sudden...
You die. Yeah,
dies.
And also, I don't think he was having that great of a time, actually.
It's because the thought is happier than the thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's so true with a lot of stuff, which is just weird.
It is so weird where you're like, man, if I quit my job, think about how happy I'll be.
The thought for everything else is so much worse. Like, I am not living in that bad of a world compared to what my brain can... like perceives shit coming in. Like it's really not as bad as I keep thinking of.
No.
I mean, it's worse for like out there, but I'm saying my personal life. It's just that I'm so nervous about everything.
Well, because you're going through car issues and fucking.
Sure. But like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like I'm literally like, yeah, my money will take a hit, but I'm lucky enough to have an egg to sit on.
Yeah. That safety egg is going to grow again.
Like I'll be fine. Yeah. Cause that's when like the car stuff happened. That's what it is. And I kept saying like when we were really pissed off, but like, we'll be fine. Like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's hard to get out of that hole.
Just what is it?
Yeah, because I just feel like you kind of, it's just a loop.
Yeah, and then I'm just mad that I'm in it, too.
Yeah, but you're like, how do we get out of this?
Ooh, something that helped with that I was just thinking about, like, death and shit, is I started watching weird documentaries.
Oh, any good doc talks?
Oh, shit, what? I would need to look up where this one was.
Are you just finding them online or?
I saw like a TikTok about something weird. I was like, I'm gonna look into that. And then I found a documentary on it.
So it was like a YouTube documentary or something?
Mm-hmm. It was like nice. 12 minutes long. I very recommend it. Oh, my Google searches or my YouTube searches are weird. I forgot about this. I have Freebird Solo for Beginners.
Oh my God. Trying to get back into guitar?
No, I thought it'd be really funny if I could just do the Freebird Solo.
For Beginners.
Yeah, because I was like, you're gonna have to go slow. Oh, shit. God damn it.
Your search history on YouTube is E.T. in a River, Freebird Solo, 12-minute documentary. This is what he's getting up to.
It was a documentary about the buses in Bangladesh.
What?
They're fucking insane. So there's this weird...
What about the buses in Bangladesh?
I'll explain it from the top. This is me kind of remembering this documentary that I watched to calm me down. But it's that like one group... owns all the buses. So then for a bus route, they will release like, I think three or four buses at once. And then all those buses race to every stop to try, and they, because the bus drivers only get paid off of who's on their bus.
What the fuck?
So it's a fucking race, and like they flip each other.
So
they,
it's like Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, of just
where you're racing
buses
to pick people up.
Yeah, and then they fly into these stops, stop, and then someone, like a group of just people, get on these buses and they fucking take off, and like you see like one on its back, like
Jesus,
they like,
and
there's just people in them.
What? And there's the police are like,
this is just what it is.
What the fuck?
I don't fucking get it.
That's insane. Where they just go, go.
Yeah, because like stagger them. Because also that's not a good bus system.
Yeah, whoever's running that, it wants chaos.
Yeah, like that's just it. Because also they don't pay the bus drivers like shit.
That's
like
hilarious.
They take all their money. And also, so the bus, it's a team of three people, and they live on the bus. They only hang out with each other. They eat on the bus. They
what?
Sleep on the bus.
Bus is life.
Yes. No, and that's how this system works. It's three people and they're a fucking unit.
Jesus like, Christ, you can go 24/7 if you want to.
Yeah, that's
what do they live on?
I think so. I don't know. I don't understand the release. Yeah. Or like the when they start and stop.
Yeah, because that is weird. Because couldn't you just show up at a stop?
I thought so. Or like you could just be like, all right, I'm just going to go to the second stop instead. But yeah, they're all fucking driving to every stop every time.
That's wild that it's just racing down the street. Just, well, and, like, and are there big buses?
Yeah, they're buses. And like I'll show you photos of what they look like.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't
know. How did it get to that point?
And why is anyone okay with this situation? Why are the drivers okay with this? Why are the passengers
okay with
this?
Yeah, why are the passengers okay with
this? Why is the city okay with this?
Oh my God.
Yeah, like there's so many, like this affects literally everybody.
That's just the system.
Yeah, like God.
I mean, it's so weird because you're like sitting at home and you're like, how can I make my life better?
Yeah.
And then they're like in Bangladesh going, we got it. Yeah. We figured out how to do buses.
But also,
it's
like
they're, why can't they go, how do we make this better?
Right. Like, well, it's just the idea of like also like someone's like, oh, I gotta go to work, and there's fucking bus comes skittering up and they're like, all right, this is the way I go
to
work.
How many people are late to work because the bus gets knocked over?
Right. Or like you're gonna be thrown around that bus. Like it's insane. And also like,
and everyone's
all
just like,
the cars on the street.
Yeah, what do you do with the other cars?
They almost hit them.
Oh my God.
Or they do hit them.
Yeah, the buses are all scratched up.
Yeah, the buses are swerving and I don't get it at all.
That sounds, imagine going there on vacation going, what the fuck
yeah,
is going on?
It makes
on?
Me want to go to...
I want to see that.
People travel to Bangladesh,
I think.
I think
that's... Yeah, it's something.
Yeah. Like, is it every bus or is this like just a thing of bus? Yeah, I watched a documentary about that.
Wow, that's...
fucking weird.
That's fascinating.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah, I highly recommend
but
that documentary.
You watched buses be chaotic to make yourself feel better?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's just a distraction.
It's... I kind of like, I wanted to like watch and like see what other people are experiencing of like just something wild. That's why I like a documentary.
Yeah. Put it in his perspective.
Of just how weird everything is, kind of. Yeah.
That is so weird how that's just like
people's lives.
We have like automatic cars in America.
Yeah.
God. And you guys are still figuring out buses?
Which like, they figured out buses. They're just doing that with buses. That's just what they do. And it's so weird.
Why?
I don't know.
That's insane.
You got to watch the videos of it. It's wild.
I'm going to look it up. That sounds wild.
Yeah, it's... I think about like the egg theory a lot, which that's...
The safety egg theory?
No. A lot of egg talk.
Yeah.
But no, the egg theory is that like... It's kind of reincarnation, but the idea that there's just one soul being traded around that, because like time's not real.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So like there's no reason to think that if reincarnation's real, it'll be like, oh, the moment you die, you're going, it's probably like you just like get dropped into a pool and it's just boop. Nope, this is where you are now. That's kind of what I've always thought about it is like, it's like, yeah, just like a pool of all of us. Not always thought about it. This is my understanding of it. And that's like what souls are. But like the idea of egg theory is that you experience every life you've seen. So at some point, I'll be you and you'll be me.
What the fuck?
Like just because you will be every person to ever exist.
Oh, weird.
And so that is that we are all this system.
And we're all one.
And I think like the idea is that it creates an evolved being overall or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I mean that's people trying to explain something that's not real.
That
they made up.
That
you
can't comprehend.
But I think about that and I watch this stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of excited for that one. Like that one seems interesting.
I'm excited to play that one.
Well, and that's where I was trying to think of like the happiest time people were.
Oh, okay.
Like what would be the biggest treat? as a reincarnated.
Being on one of those buses, baby.
It'd be interesting.
But imagine that's your every day.
I know.
You just wake up and go, like, I wonder what bus is going to get me today.
But like, or that means like at least 10 times I'm that bus driver. Like I'm all those bus. And like, that's cool.
And do you imagine the thrill you have if you're driving
like
that bus?
Kind of thing. And like, and in that case, I'm also you hearing me say this at some point.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. And I get to re-experience this conversation.
Yeah, wait till I explain egg theory to you. And you're going to go, not right. I don't think you grasped it at all.
Because, all right, if reincarnation, if like egg theory is real, who do you think is older, you or me?
Oh, like our soul?
Uh-huh. Or like who got it first?
Well, I'm older in this body.
But who do you think your soul's older than mine?
I don't know. That's tough. I mean, I used to say I had an old soul.
Yeah, but that was just to be cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm a little older than you, but I think we're probably closer, and that's why we're friends.
I think we're closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
That...
Yeah, I guess that would make sense.
If, like, that's why.
I don't know how that works.
Because we just kind of view things in a more similar ways, yeah.
Yeah, because we're similar in soul age.
Yeah, it's just like... I just kind of picture it spinning around. We're just, like, in a tight spin.
It's
that's
like,
why we're close.
I'm picturing... Like when you're playing bingo, like that big thing,
yeah.
And then just a ball shoots out, and that's a soul going to a body.
Mm-hmm. And you're just, we're both on the same row.
Whoa. B29.
We could be B.
And I'm B30.
There we go.
Wow. I don't even know how we got here.
I don't know.
Buses in Bangladesh. That should be the next Outkast song.
Buses.
Because they got bombs over Baghdad. You know. Buses in Bangladesh.
Is Outkast? They're not making music together.
Probably not. I don't know. I forgot about that Bombs Over Baghdad song. I used to like run to that song in high school.
Oh, really? I actually don't know Outkast well. I've never done like a deep dive.
I don't know them well either. I just know a couple of their songs.
Just that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like B.O.B. short war or something.
Airplanes.
Yeah. I like that song. I saw another sign. I have a lot of sign talk today. I'm glad you had other stuff because I was like, this is going to be a sign heavy episode. So, actually, this is more. So, we have a grocery store in our area called Hy-Vee.
Yep.
Hy-Vee changed their slogan. Did you know this?
They're not a helpful smile in every aisle.
Yeah. So, that's what their slogan used to be for people that don't live in the Midwest. It used to be helpful smile in every aisle.
Really?
Now, man, I don't know if it's like officially changed, but because I've gone to Hy-Vee recently, like it's plastered everywhere.
What is that?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Fuck.
It is the shortest distance between two people is a smile.
What?
I'm not even kidding.
So that's like a tagline. I would hope they wouldn't get rid of helpful smile.
It's plastered everywhere. Like on like the traffic poles, like in the windows.
The shortest
distance between two people is a smile.
That's fucking stupid.
It's the stupidest.
That means nothing.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard because I'm like, that means nothing.
No, because...
And then, like, the photos are just two people smiling. And it's just like, someone thought of that in a meeting, and they were like, that's it. And I was just like, every time I go, I'm like, what? It's all over the building.
But, like...
It's the stupidest thing ever.
Think how excited you'll be when you get to be that guy and you make that... You have that thought. And then I'll be the guy who's like, good idea.
Good idea.
Because they're in a tight circle.
Yeah, they're in a tight circle.
They're in the O's.
Just print it. But it made me...
That's so funny.
It makes me laugh every time I go in. Because I'm like, that's the stupidest thing. But it made me look up dumb slogans.
Sure.
Because some of them are really bad. And I think it would be fun to do a blind ranking.
Ooh, nice.
You ready for a blind ranking?
Yeah.
So these are just for random businesses. It's for some of the worst slogans / taglines for businesses I could find.
Are these businesses you've heard of?
No. These are just terrible ones that I found. And I do a backstory for some of them. So I have five of them. We'll start off. This one's wild. This is, I saw this in like a magazine ad. Avoid the friend zone. Offer her a real drink.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
And this is for alcohol.
Fuck.
Avoid the friend zone. It makes it sound like you're going to poison or drug her.
Yeah. Or just get her blackout.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm just ranking these slogans.
Yeah. Out of five.
because what I'm trying to figure out what I'm ranking them on.
Yeah, because you got to figure that out. Yeah, when I was looking at these, I was like, what?
That's really bad.
In a magazine.
All right, so I'm going to say Most Wild is number one. So I'm going to give this... God, that...
It's tough because you don't know what's coming.
Yeah, I'll say three.
Three, middle of the
That's
road.
Pretty bad, but like, I believe it.
Okay.
Because that was within our lifetime, I'm sure.
The next one is a slogan they used to promote the Sega Genesis.
Okay.
The more you play with it, the harder it gets.
Mm. That's unfortunate, but like...
And there's like a black and white of like a shaking hands over a joystick. Oh. So it's literally like a masturbation joke.
Weird.
I'm not even kidding, dude. I'll show you the photo. It's insane.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah,
for people watching at home, I have it on the screen, but...
That's insane.
It's literally vibrating hands over a joystick.
But like, they couldn't do that seriously. I guess I don't know how weird Genesis was, but like... That's so fucking weird.
It's insane. So the more you play with it, the harder it gets.
But I love
somebody
it.
Somebody knew it. Somebody got away with it.
That's the thing. So I'll say that as four.
Okay, four. This next one is for a plumbing company.
Ooh, okay.
Your shit is my bread and butter.
Jesus.
It was just disgusting.
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want to use them.
I know. And like, I saw it like printed on the back of someone's car.
Oh my
like,
God. Because also saying shit is bad.
Yeah, your shit is my bread and butter. Again, someone was like, we got it.
Oof. That has to be a small team of people. Yeah. That's like a guy started this and like that's the only vehicle. Ooh, that's like, do I have two or three open?
You have one. Two and five.
I'll put that at two because that makes me the least likely to use them.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
This next one is a slogan for Creston Valley Meats,
okay.
USDA State and Game Slaughter. So it's for like a slaughtering company.
Okay.
These animals are just dying for you to taste them.
That
one just makes me uncomfortable. That one, again, is on the back of a van.
Ugh.
Like, so you're driving down the interstate and you're like, what?
I hate that. Because I want that separation. I don't.
I know. I don't need to know that they're dying for me.
That's why, like, I'll order my steak, like, medium rare, not bloody. Like, I don't want it. I don't like when they use just, that. Where I'm just like,
nah. Please cook it fully. But I'll eat raw sushi.
Yeah, but, like, fish don't have souls.
Yeah, they don't. You're like, allowed to eat them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I have no issue picturing a fish while I eat it. But, like, cows make me sad.
Yeah, because you're just like... Ooh.
Yeah, and like you're cute, and like I could have hugged you.
Yeah, and they.
I can't drive a fish
driving by on the interstate.
Yeah,
that like, is why when you're driving, you're just like, you're on a bad trip right now.
Yeah,
and I'm just going to Colorado.
All right, so
you have one in five left.
Damn it, I hate when that happens. Honestly, one because it's upsetting.
Okay, and this last one is my favorite one.
Okay,
so this is your number five.
Sure.
Have you ever tasted a 15-year-old?
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, so that has to be for scotch?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one was this one's in the Philippines.
Oh.
So it was a slogan for a brandy company
okay.
in the Philippines back in the 2000s. It was on billboards.
Jesus.
They were referring to their brandy company turning 15 years old. And some of the billboards had a smaller text under it that said, you'd be surprised how good it tastes.
Jesus Christ, that's unnecessary.
Just have you ever tasted a 15-year-old?
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, just what the fuck?
Because I don't like they're like maybe it's like lost in translate or like
yeah because
like,
it was it is translated.
Yeah, so maybe like it's not quite that.
But
theirs.
Like it translated
like
to English.
Tasted might mean something kind of different to
yeah,
them
instead of yeah
like where we can use it for that.
And
yeah,
we just go. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Makes me not want to drink brandy, even though I don't know much about brandy.
I don't really like it. I had it.
Is it just like sweet or? Like,
I don't really know. They at the holiday party, the only mixed drink or cocktail, like or I ordered an old fashioned. They said, "All right, but it can only be with brandy." Oh. That's the only time I've ever had brandy.
So is it like a whiskey?
Yeah, I guess
like a sweet whiskey. Okay, was it good?
It was fine,
but in an old fashioned.
The overall old fashioned was fine.
Yeah,
where like I like it, but like it wasn't like the best one I've had, so I don't really know.
It was so weird, like looking up these slogans and stuff, because there was like a lot of just like. Like, I was trying to find ones that had reactions.
Sure.
But there was a lot of ones where I was like, this is just terrible.
Sure. Like, it's just, you did a bad job.
I was looking up. It was a big one, like in the early 2000s, I think, for Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
They released like Dr. Pepper 10 or something. Like
it was, oh, the Not For Women?
Not For Women. Like, and that was their slogan.
I think we had to watch that in like a class in college. And they were like, can you believe that they did this?
And then I saw another one that was like for Reebok, like workout shoes.
Sure.
And it was cheat on your girlfriend, not your workout.
Jesus Christ. And it was like,
what are we doing? It's so insane. Like someone's making a lot more money than me coming up with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Especially depending when that was. Admin, they fucking bank.
Dude, there's this one I gotta show you. This is black and white, like from like the magazines, you know, back in the day. And this one is insane.
Well, because like I remember just so many of them were women were objects in just a photo.
Oh,
like yeah. That was all over magazines. Do people read magazines anymore?
I think so. Like doctor's office and dentist office.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, like, do any like people get like magazines sent to their house anymore? Because that's what magazines were.
Probably some people. I found another one. This one is just so stupid.
Okay.
Imagine more snacks than you can imagine. It's for the BP, like a gas station. Just what?
Oh, I guess oh shit, I'll have to look it up. I ordered food from a place because of how dumb their name was.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah,
like it made me laugh and that's why I ordered it.
Damn. Okay, so let me try and find
okay
this one and then we'll talk about that one. That's while you were trying to find something to eat and you picked it just based on laughing instead of like what sounds good.
Yeah. It convinced me. Okay, yeah, what was this? All right, so it was Pardon My Cheesesteak. That's the name of the company.
Pardon My Cheesesteak.
Yeah, that's how you have to say it. In other words, Pardon My Cheesesteak. Or because what would it be? Pardon My Cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak.
Because it's Pardon My
Mistake, I think.
Which it has to be that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's got to be the pun. Pardon My Cheesesteak.
Pardon My Take.
Well, oh, Pardon My, yeah. That's a show, I think.
No matter what, it doesn't really work.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and a decent cheesesteak.
I guess I do like cheesesteaks.
So I don't love cheesesteaks.
There's so many fucking like grilled cheese puns, though, that they were probably trying to think of something.
That's not a good one. But like I got their just normal one. They had a chicken bacon ranch. But I was like, you know what? You guys are called Pardon My Cheesesteak. I'm going to try your cheesesteak. It was decent.
So will you go back to them?
I never really like crave a cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Like they're not my food of choice.
My go-to cheesecake place is, I can't remember what it's called, but it's kind of like fast food cheesecake. Cheesesteak.
You keep saying cheesecake.
Well, I love cheesecake.
Yeah, and cheesecake is better.
I found this ad. So this is like, I don't know what year it is, but it was in a magazine. And it's like, you know, a girl.
Okay.
And I just got to read it to you. It's insane. So like the big text, this is like if you're reading a magazine back in the day. She can have a tummy and still look yummy.
Oh.
And then it goes into like a paragraph.
Oh.
Of like smaller text.
Sure.
Is your daughter on the plump side?
Jesus.
She can and should look as pretty as all of her friends. And she will. If you dress her in chubettes.
Oh my God. Chubettes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Send her back to school in the slenderizing magic of chubettes wardrobe.
Oh my God.
Dresses, skirts, blouses, and selects cleverly designed to minimize extra pounds.
Oh, why do you have to call it chubettes?
And if you get it right now.
Yeah.
Free Pounds and Personalities. A booklet of advice for parents of chubby girls.
God. Oh, the worst thing you could be. The parent of a chubby child.
Chubettes, fashion designed to make girls 6 to 16 look slimmer.
Six
look slimmer. That's fucked up.
Even 16 New is Jersey. Not that much. Jesus Christ.
I know, like, back in the day, it's just like, what the
Yeah, fuck? That sucks. But also, I feel like it was, like, a lot of magazines were, like, made for women, too.
I know,
and
like,
they were just full of
them.
That shit.
And then they're just like, my daughter is fat. You know, just because I picture, again, don't know anything about history. Picture all the women just in nail salons.
Yeah.
Like reading their magazine, smoking the cigarettes, going, obviously the Chubettes ad.
Do you know who would have loved that time? Your mom. My mom, too.
Oh, yeah, because it's the gossip.
Oh, yeah. Our moms would have done well back then.
Just drinking wine.
Talking shit.
Yeah, just gossiping.
Oh, hating your fat kid.
Yeah.
They would have been so good
at that. Did you hear about Frank's son?
Yeah.
He's gay.
They would have been so good at that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the happiest they would have been.
That could have been a fun time. If you're just a bitch mom, but you had a bunch of bitch mom friends.
Yeah. And then you just go home and hate your life, but then go back to the salon the next day.
But also, like, that's where, like, a lot of them were on pills and alcoholics.
They were
too.
They were not sober.
No.
Oh, looked like mom's asleep at my birthday party again. Oh, she got me Chubbets.
Yeah.
Imagine it as the gift.
God, or like,
imagine, why's it got to be called Chubbets? Yeah,
imagine, like, because at some point in time, a girl had that clothing and someone saw the tag.
Yeah.
And it ruined her
and
life.
They were like, Chubbets. Your clothes even say you're chubby.
Yeah. Like also, Chubbets is an insane title for a company.
I know.
I guess there are Chubby's shorts.
Yeah.
But they're just like that's very different. Like,
it's very different because it's very different because those are like for men. But
I think they're just called Chubby. Like, they're not even,
it's
like...
It's not even a fat thing.
No, yeah. I think they probably make stuff in, like,
large
sizes.
This is,
like,
clearly named for fat women. Yeah. Fat children.
Because your parents are terrified of you.
God, yeah. It's just like, what? But then it's insane just to think that that was just normal.
Oh, I mean, people were so skinny back then.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like, it's weird. Like, especially if you watch old movies and they're literally, like, you could grab them. Like,
Yeah, everyone's just so tiny.
I always remember it's in White Christmas. One of the sisters is just so terrifyingly
skinny.
And you're
just like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
And that was the goal.
Well, I guess like...
People are doing it again, though.
Yeah, the heroin cheeks coming back in.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. I mean, Ozempic's weird. Like, good for people losing weight. It just... That feels like something... Like, we're going to find something out about those.
Yeah, because that came out real quick, and now it's everywhere. I could get some right now if I wanted to.
Yeah, probably
because I get my prescriptions through 4Hims.
Yeah,
and 4Hims now offers GLP-1 or whatever.
Sure.
So it's just like, I think you just have to have like a virtual meeting, which probably isn't. I think you just have to text them and be like,
"I want this,"
and they
I'm
go
fat,
and they go, "There you go."
My parents hate me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chubbets doesn't exist anymore.
So this is the next best.
But
thing.
Yeah, it is weird just how
Like the scary skinny's getting back, and
early 2000s.
Yeah, early 2000s was weird.
Yeah, like I always think of like Tyra Banks, like the runway model show.
Oh God, the
where it's just
worse.
Like, God, you look because it's like anorexia,
and they're making fun of them for being fat,
and it's just like
what are we doing?
It is so insane, like in old movies and stuff, when there's like a fat character,
and they're just normal. A person,
and you're just like, what?
Or even someone I would consider kind of skinny.
Yeah, and you're just like. God.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then they're saying the F word. And
well, sure. Yeah. Well, how you like that tuna?
Yeah. That first Fast and Furious, baby. Yeah, but old slogans are weird, but I just can't get past the Hy-Vee one.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
The closest distance between two people is a smile. Just...
Do you feel close to me?
No. Like, every time I say it, I go, no, it's not.
I want it to be two people touching teeth.
Because I'm just like, yeah, that's the only... And what's the distance?
Just... And just rubbing teeth.
Just grinding them down.
You ever done that?
Rub teeth?
Huh?
Let's do it right now.
No. I don't trust your teeth.
Why? Am I going to the dentist?
I haven't.
Mm. It's just contagious.
Just, I lose one
tooth. One
tooth and then two grow in.
Oh, that'd be sick. Ugh. Our souls can join.
Yeah, it's that tight loop.
Our egg comes together. Our safety egg.
If we rub teeth.
The people who built us, they're like, they'll never do this.
We destroy the entire thing. Just,
who fucking did it?
They're
pulling up the cameras. I thought we separated these two.
Oh,
how'd they get back together?
We made them hate each other.
God damn it. And they figured it out. Just everyone collapses.
But like, I...
Now I want to rub teeth with somebody. I'm going to go home and do it. I'm at least going to hate it.
No. She's like, let me try some. Smile.
I don't know if I would like it.
No, you won't. It hurts.
Mm.
Anything touching your teeth doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Like cold drinks are starting to hurt my teeth. That's not good.
God, isn't it? We had a big conversation of just the idea of biting the curb or being curb stomped.
Oh, Jesus. That makes me so uncomfortable.
I know.
Curb stomp is so uncomfortable.
Because no matter what, it's even without the stomp, it's the idea of like your jaw being stretched that far and the what your teeth touching cement, like even before the stomp, just that feeling.
And then just
everything breaks.
Yeah, just all the, and then your jaw drops open. And
like, because you could die from that.
You could die, yeah.
I mean, just getting the back of your head stomped, yeah.
Well, I recently went and saw The Bride.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Really good.
Was it? Okay.
Way different than what I thought it was going to
be. Okay. Because I feel like, seeing that movie, I was like, it's going to be dog shit or really
cool. It was really good.
Cool.
And, like, not what I thought it was just going to be like, oh, it's a Frankenstein movie.
Right.
But
yeah.
like they did a really cool twist and it starts off, not really a twist, but like the way they told the story is really cool.
Okay.
But there's a scene where Frankenstein gets in a fight and curb stomps somebody. Christ. But he like keeps going and you just see the head like,
sure.
And you're just like, God, just because just that first kick in the mouth, God. And then,
because for that kind of shit, you gotta, so you gotta hope they don't even feel it.
That first kick.
Well, like I didn't even feel getting punched.
True.
So like maybe you're
I guess usually if it's curb stumped, you've been hit a few times and then you fall and that's usually how.
But also, I mean, just that big. Poof.
Yeah, you like, might
not,
be out. Yeah.
I think you're jostled enough that you're not really feeling anything.
God. Yeah, that's probably one of the worst.
Yeah.
And then imagine like living.
Yeah. And you just. Ugh. So what I think.
Yeah, you have to get up and you go. Huh?
Yeah.
You can't move at all.
And like they're there and you're what do you
and
like,
you get
well and like you wouldn't even like even modern age you wouldn't be able to use your phone.
No.
You're drenched in blood. Yeah, you'd be so fucked.
You'd just be looking around and everyone's like,
yeah, you're a monster. So yeah, that would suck. God.
And you could just feel you push your jaw and it keeps like drop and you're just like, oh, God.
Not looking forward to that.
Oh fuck, yeah. That's hopefully, what sucks about
hopefully that that's already out.
Yeah, that one you've already experienced. Wait to be the person that does it. That power. Yeah. Think about the other side of the coin.
Oh, that's like where like my niece like is definitely just way further down the line than all of us. Oh, yeah. Like where like you'd see her and you're like, you've been here before. You know stuff.
Oh, okay.
She's like got those eyes.
She's got an old soul.
Like, but like very much. Like we're actually like immediately we all kind of clocked it. Where you're like, oh, you kind of know what's going on.
You know what's going on, but you're still learning.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is. Yeah, I guess that doesn't make
like,
sense.
My nephew is just like the little dude.
You might be the started one.
Yeah, like you, that might be the
best. And they pair him together because she'll be able to teach him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, starting off, like you're just a little kid in just like an upper middle class family, just fucking around in a basement with a bunch of toys.
That's the happiest era.
Yeah, God, but he pouts and cries, makes himself cry so much. I'm just like, enjoy it.
Yeah, you have such a good life. My dad was in the war.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm speaking for you. Like you're telling
him. Well, yeah.
He took him away on Christmas.
Camera had to film how sad we all were.
It ruined our day.
That was a weird fucking day. I'm thinking about that more and more as the older I get. Yeah, like, why did they do that?
Why did they
put us on the news? Yeah, well, who does that help?
But they could have done it on a... They couldn't... Why did they do it on Christmas?
And like it literally was on... Because I remember we opened up a lot more presents on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because they...
Because they were like... Why wouldn't they just be like, hey, we're going to do it. So like we'll have you just like open a few boxes. And like, nope, it was Christmas Day.
They wanted genuine, real happiness and then sadness.
They put a camera in my face and it was like, are you going to miss him? They did that to all three of us separately.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's so fucked. They probably have loss now. They probably put the story out and then they got a call and they were like, yeah, we gotta pull it back a little bit.
Well, they didn't even show my answer. I don't know what I said, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just endless B-roll on a hard drive somewhere of a sad kid.
Me. They have two of me at that age.
That's so
insane. One of just me missing
just sitting
baskets.
On a hard drive.
Yeah.
People are like, I think some news stations are like uploading their old archives, you know? So eventually the video pops up and you just go, I'm going to miss him.
So on Christmas, me opening presents.
You open a present and it's that clip. I don't know how that would happen, but that would be really good.
This is a fun little segue. It spins in.
And then it's just,
I'm going to miss him a lot.
How would you feel if that happened?
I'd be so excited.
But also you could be like, what is happening?
Yeah, why did they do this? Yeah. Also, one time my dad waved when he was overseas. He was a part of like where like football will play like soldiers saying like hello on like Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
My dad was one of those.
Damn,
I forgot about
that.
Maybe it was like a more localized thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But like I remember watching like for a commercial.
And it just cuts to your dad.
Yeah, you know, saying, I miss you. Happy Thanksgiving. And we're like, fuck.
That's insane.
Yeah, that happened.
Dad, also, like, you're excited to see him, but then you're also sad because you're like, Dad's not at Thanksgiving.
No, and all of America knows now.
My neighbors saw him.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's our neighbor. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. How did he get on TV? oh, yeah, that's
so weird.
This took a weird turn at the end.
It did.
Speaking of weird turns, though, We've been ending the episode this way. No, we have to do it. 135 hours with zero clue.
135 hours. 135 hours. With zero clues.
Where am I at?
You've actually made progress.
Yeah, I've been working on it.
Because the past couple times we've talked about this, I haven't even played the graphic. Oh. Because we talk about it for so little.
All right, so
we'll play
the
graphic this time.
I'm now on part 34.
Damn, so you went up like 12 parts since we last talked.
And I'm at 102 at it.
Damn, so you got 20 parts left. Does that number
correct.
Scare you?
Hey, some point, I'm going to make that song. Because part 28 started interesting. It had a weird, like, kind of like, not a gong, but like kind of like an ominous. God, something. Fuck. Is this that word that fucked us up last time? Yeah. Ominous?
Unanimous?
No, I'm saying ominous.
Ominous.
Ominous? Yeah, it's just ominous.
Ominous.
Had like an ominous feel, and a guy kind of like doing like a more like talky part, kind of like what priests do.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then it just went. Who was that?
My priest growing
up? No, that was your priest.
He's from the same family as the parents from Snoopy. Blah, 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 blah. I can't do a voice at all.
It's
I
just
wish
womp. That's how they talk. Fuck, they're not Q-Bert.
I forgot Q-Bert talks like that.
Huh?
Talks in like question marks.
Yeah.
All right. An ominous preacher voice.
Yeah, and then it went back. So this is where I got mad, though. So it was like something different. I was like, ooh. And they also did that on, I believe, part 32 started a similar way.
Ooh, okay.
And then they go back into the same music and slightly adjusted lyrics, but they don't quite fit.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're cramming it into the spaces that they usually have for the songs.
So it sounds awful?
Yeah, so it's pissing me off because I'm like, this isn't a song then.
Yeah, that's...
Like, write a new song.
Write a new...
Yeah. And I mean, that's with all of this. They really should have used a lot more different stuff. If you're going to do this, fucking do it. Like,
yeah, don't
go all out. Same with like sometimes like when the horn thing comes in, it will cut off a song. And I can tell that the song didn't end. They cut it off. So I'm like, all right, so this wasn't even put together. Like
it's really half-assed. It was because they were like, no one's going to listen to this.
I know. And I am. And I'm very disappointed by it.
Yeah.
So as of now, my overall rating is... Wouldn't recommend.
It's never going to change.
It might. We'll see at the only way it can change is at the very end.
It is
I was
wild
like,
seeing all the emotion, though.
Sure, it is. Because
you've gone through highs and lows, anger. Last week, you were kind of in like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
A defeatedness.
Yeah, I've listened a lot lately.
Yeah. 12 parts in a week. That's dedication.
I'm working on it.
You got 20 more parts to go, though.
I know.
God, so I can't wait to hear the final verdict in July.
If we're lucky.
God, that's awful.
This has been the Moist Bunny.
Yeah, this
podcast.
Has been the Moist Bunny podcast. Did you like it? We talked about signs.
I think we did a decent job today.
I had fun today.
I think this was a decent podcast.
Yeah, I think let us know that this was the best one.
In a while. Yeah. If you're gonna recommend this podcast to a person, give them this episode.
Yeah. What if people listening are like, that's actually my least favorite?
Maybe.
Yeah, because it could be.
Yeah.
They're like, I really like God.
I came around to him at the end.
Yeah. We put it
in. I think I figured out
religion in perspective.
Or it was stupid. Either way,
let us know. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Hi.
All right.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.
Can I just ignore you? I think legally you can.
You don't have to answer your
yeah. No.
But if they see you.
No.
You just keep shaking your head, making eye contact. Just slowly duck.
You just drop to the floor, but they can just see you.
And you look up and...
But, I don't know, if they don't have a warrant.
Yeah.
I think people do that.